I forget now what they call
Jimmy.
That's right, poke egg.
Poke sin. Well, what color is the yolk? Is the yelp, you said.
The yelp?
Yeah.
The yolk
of the egg.
Of the egg is yellow.
I see.
And the yolk, another part is white.
I see.
You see, it's two different parts to an egg.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about what you made when you cut up the hog and that sort of thing.
Oh.
Nowadays, you have to go where to get a hog, to get some parts of a hog. You have to, who cuts it up? The man who cuts it up.
At the butcher shop, you go and cut it up. Don't nobody kill hogs now at home. Nobody do. They'll sell the hog and go to the butcher shop and buy what meat they don't food. Go into that trouble.
Yeah. When you cut the side of a hog, what'd you call it?
Middling.
I see. And the kind of meat that you would buy sliced thin to eat with your eggs?
That's bacon.
Bacon?
Bacon.
And did you ever buy any that you would slice yourself? What would you call it?
That's the way I'd rather get it. Bacon that you slice yourself, because you get this bacon that already sliced. When you drop it in the skillet, it doesn't crisp up to nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing to it. And if you want to eat some bacon, buy your bacon and cut it yourself.
I see. Now the outside of that is the what? The outside of the bacon, the edge of the bacon that you always cut off before you slice it.
The outside.
Do you
talk about the ribs?
Do you ever cut off part of the bacon before you slice it?
We're talking about
before
the skin.
Yeah, that's the skin.
That's the skin.
I see. Okay. Now, we were talking yesterday about the things you make with wheat flour. I mean, with cornmeal.
Oh, talking about taking cornmeal and fixing it up, you know, put your seasoning in it and take it and make ash cakes. Put it in the ashes.
Uh-huh.
And let it cook.
Yeah.
Then you have your little shovel and turn it over.
Yeah.
Oh, lots of old folks really don't know what kind of ash cakes.
Did you ever take the stuff from the lard, you know, when you rendered the lard, take the renderings from the lard and put that in the cornbread?
Oh yeah, you put grease in your bread.
Well, you put grease, but you ever put cracklings in there?
Sometimes you make crackling bread.
Crackling bread?
You make crackling bread.
I see.
Yes, any way you want to fix it. You want to make crackling bread, you turn in and grind up that, take your meat chop and grind that cracklings up real fine. And put about, if it's a half a teacup of crackling, just pour it over there and whoop up your meal. Fix it.
Did you ever, okay, what would you make out of wheat flour? Tell me all the things you make.
Biscuit. Cake.
You might bake a pan of what?
And sometimes tea cakes out of it.
Pancakes. What were they?
They was batter cakes. You turn them over on top of the stove.
I see.
Then you have your butter and put all of them and take your syrup and pour all of them and go to eating.
Did you ever make something kind of sugary, maybe? Would you ever make something sweet for supper out of it?
Out of
wheat flour? Would you? Okay, would you?
I'll make a, like a, I have some